If you haven't been listening to Shawnee Ormerod, the coal miner, a.k.a. Sean the Trader, a.k.a. STT, have you really participated in the Olympics? That's my question to you.
I'd say no.
No. It's a very easy answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, whoever you bet with, take a sec before you bet and set a deposit limit. From Sportsbet, gamble responsibly. Their very own STT, Sean the Trader, the coal miner. Good afternoon.
How are we, boys? Olympic fever rolls on. It's not every day you get to enjoy having a fever in the current climate. So I'm really enjoying the fever of the Olympic type that I've got going at the moment. I'm loving every minute of it. We've got, obviously, the big one is Jessica Fox. She's about to go off and try and go a couple of medals better than what she did the other day. I'm sure Brendan was very, very happy with her bronze medal.
Yeah.
And bronze is good, but gold is even better. And I can tell you, she's $1.80 to win the gold in that women's slalom, the C1 coming up. I think she's off in about 40 minutes, maybe. I think you boys are going to listen to that one live.
What is she for
before
the
semis? I like where your head's at.
Thank you.
Let me just get up.
I thought you would have seen that coming, Shawnee.
Market. No, we don't have the exact bronze
I thought this
market,
would have been a completely bronze market. Sorry to interrupt, mate. You push on. I'll just stay in my own little bronze world over here.
We're all about the gold at sports, but we did have the two medal market up, not the actual bronze. But she'll be very, very short. She's obviously very, very, she's obviously the favourite to win the gold. So she'll be very short to win bronze. We don't want bronze, we want gold. She's $1.80 to do that. She was $1.91 before the semis. She smashed him in that, so she's firmed up just a touch. But she has had her dramas in the past. But come on, Jess, get it done.
I was educating Brendan about some of the names we have, and he wasn't aware of the Cessnock Seals, of course, in water polo. Yeah. He also wasn't aware of the Stingers and nor the Sharks. The Sharks take you on Serbia.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a big Sharkies man, so hopefully he's getting right around the boys.
And I'm right around him now.
The
water polo.
That's right. Well, they've got a big test tonight. They're playing the Serbs, and they're a bit of a powerhouse in the water polo world, and they like to play very dirty.
A lot of that stuff under the surface.
Yeah, and you miss a lot of it on camera, but they pinch and they elbow, they do all sorts. And the Serbs, they're $1.13 to beat our Sharkies tonight. If you want to back the Aussie boys, they're $7.50.
I was just saying to Shulks that I feel like, you know, there needs to be a national apology to the hockey teams and the water polo teams for not giving them enough love. They've just, like, as Des Hazel would say, flown under the radar, but they keep winning. So hats off.
Yeah.
Speedos
exactly.
On.
Exactly. And not only just winning, they're beating some sort of powerhouse teams in their respective sports. The Sharks, they knocked off the Croats the other day, and they're another powerhouse of the water polo world.
What about the Burras taking on the Kiwis there, Shawnee?
Yes, they knocked off Japan. Yes, they did it tough. It was only 1-0 that one. They were very, very short. They're $1.40 tonight to beat the Kiwis, which the men did yesterday. Kiwis, if you want to be very, very unpatriotic, they're $5 as well. The Aussies, to win gold, they're $7 second favourite behind the Dutch girls, who do some very, very good work, that team, both on and off the court. They're $1.72, the Dutchies, to win gold.
Now, Shawnee, I've got a bit of a hot tip in the NRL round this week. But before we get to that, tonight, Eels versus Roosters. You feel like the Eels should be able to win this game, but they won't. Who are you on? What's your feelings?
Like you
and what's the card saying?
Yeah, I'm very, very bullish on the Roosters, as I said to Joel and Fletch on last night's show. Very, very keen on them. They were about $2.50 or $2.45 when I spoke to them last night. They're now into $2.25. The money's come for the Chooks, as suspected. Para on the drift. They're now $1.65. That line's moved 1 point to that nice little funny odd number, 4.5 into 3.5. The total is another big mover as well. It's 48.5 the other day. It's now 45. And I'm not Mitchell Moses' biggest fan, as a lot of people will probably know, but without him, their attack really does struggle. So I struggle to see where Parramatta are going to get their points from. So maybe lean the way of the under in the total match points as well.
And they do, history would have it that the Eels often do capitulate when it matters at the end of the season, and I say that with no hesitation. But my hot tip, everyone's going to be on Canberra this week after their incredibly aggressive victory out of nowhere last week against Parramatta. They just bashed them and they did what Ricky Stewart, I'm sure, would fantasize about at night. They showed what's under the green jumper, didn't they? It was just tapping, and it was just a brilliant display. I think they might be stuffed this week. I think Bradman Best, Kalen Ponga, and there is dirty rumours that Mitchell Pearce might play. They're $4.50 the Knights. Am I crazy? Am I crazy, Sean, to say that Newcastle might have the steel to get over the Canberra Raiders?
No, you're not crazy, but I reckon that $4.50 price, I reckon Joel Kane's got inside your head because that's their price to make the ace, I believe. They're not as big to beat the Raiders in this round. They're only $2.25, but it's all going to hinge on that dirty rumour, as you call it. If Mitchell Pearce plays, then I think they've got one hell of a chance. If he doesn't, it's going to be a struggle to see them beat the Raiders, who have been very, very impressive the last couple of weeks. They're playing a real old-school brand of footy, which we don't tend to see this day and age with the new rules or new interpretations. It's usually a bit of a fast game, but they just played straight up the guts off the back of the forwards. It was good to see.
Hey, Shorty, we've got to run, but Hikaru Mori, one more sleep for the great trampolinist, the people's favourite. We're looking forward to that tomorrow, mate. So we'll chat again then, but we've got to hit the break here. Whoever you bet with, take a sec before you bet and set a deposit limit from Sportsbet and gamble responsibly.